When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com. In this quick video, I want to share with you my philosophy around the process versus the result. Now, with any goal that you set for yourself, most people are so focused on a result that they're after. And that result might be to lose a lot of weight and have a really great and sexy fit body, or it might be to make a lot of money or to attract a certain person in your life and have a really great relationship. And the problem is that most people, they're so focused on the results and they're fixated and they're attached to the results. And so what ends up happening is when they're not achieving the result, they get disappointed, they get frustrated, they often give up. And that's what I call being a dabbler is. And there's a really great saying or quote that I heard, which is, the person that is least attached to the outcome or result is a person that's most likely to actually achieve the result or outcome. And let me explain what I mean by that. Now, with any result or goal, there's always a process to achieving that result. And the process is what's going to allow you to achieve it, you know? If you want to lose weight, there's a process, you know, you have to go through to achieve it. So if you want to lose 10 pounds, you have to go through the process, right? Same thing, if you want to make a lot of money, there's a process or a strategy or a method that you have to go through to achieve that as well. The same thing goes with attracting a certain person into your life. And it's that strategy that you have to first master that's going to allow you to not just, you know, have that result, but be able to create that result again and again and again in your life. Now, if you want to first lose weight, you have to understand there's a learning curve in that, just like there is with anything else. If you've never been to a gym, you're not just going to, you know, lose 10 pounds just like that. You have to first learn how to exercise properly. You have to first learn how to use the equipment. You have to first learn how to develop the habit of just going to the gym every day, of doing cardio every day. You have to develop the habit of eating consistently, eating the right foods in your body, the discipline of that. Same thing goes with making money. I actually coach people on my blog on how to make money online. And with one of the methods that I teach, most people, they want to make a certain amount of money, right? And they want to make it within this amount of time. And meanwhile, they don't know anything about internet marketing. They don't know, they haven't studied or learned anything. They're just totally new. And in order to achieve that result, it's not going to happen that easily. You know, for me, it took me years before I started making money online. First, you have to learn the process. You have to develop the skills and learn how everything works. You have to go through the process. And I often tell people, just focus on making $1 online, just $1, because in order for you to achieve the result of $1, you've already been through the process to make a dollar, to make money. And just by going through the process to achieve that, that $1, you're 90% of the way there to making $100,000. And I'm not exaggerating, because if you have the process down, all you have to do is just do more of it. You just have to scale it up and just enhance that process. So the process is more important than the actual result. And that's what's allowed me to make more and more money, more passive income, is because I have the process down. I have it automated. I have it systematized. I've been spinning through it so many times that I can just keep replicating more and more results because I have that down. The same thing goes with exercise. You know, I've transformed my body. I've been through the process. I learned the process. I know how to exercise. I know how to eat properly. I know what foods to eat. I've just been through it. I've mastered it. And the great thing is that even if I gain weight or get out of shape, I can always get myself back to a certain result because I've been through the process. Same thing goes. You know, I used to be a dating coach for about 5 years, and I used to coach men on how to meet women. And a lot of guys, they come to me and they say, you know, I want a girlfriend, or I want to be able to go on dates with these women and this kind of stuff, right? And I'd say, well, listen, just forget about that for now. For now, just focus on the process, okay? Don't worry about getting a date. That's way off into the future. Let's just focus today or the next week on just getting the confidence to actually approach someone, okay? Let's just get that step down. Okay, once you have that down, let's focus on having a conversation with someone. Okay, great. Now you got that down. Now let's focus on having a 10-minute conversation with someone. Okay, great. Now let's focus on getting someone's phone number. Great. Now let's focus on calling them on the phone and setting up the date. Great. Now let's focus on the date. You know, so there's a process to it. And you have to understand that, like with anything else, that if you go through the process and you master that process, you're going to be able to get dates again and again and again and again because you have that process down. And, you know, one thing is people look for a cheat, or they look for a way to get around the process. An example of this might be the lottery. You know, someone might win $1 million, and that's great. But what happens for a lot of people is they end up losing that $1 million because they go right back to where they were before because they don't have the process. They don't have the daily habits, the habits of saving, investing, and all that kind of stuff to be able to manage and handle that amount of money because they've never been through that process. And oftentimes, people that make a lot of money like that, they're always in fear because if they lose that $1 million, they've never been through the process to make it because they won the lottery, they're not going to have the confidence or ability or process to be able to get back to where they were before. I've had many times in my life where I've lost a lot of money. I was always able to get myself back because I had the process and I've been through the process. I've had times where I've lost, you know, weight, or I've gained weight or whatever, but I was always able to get myself back to where I was before because I've been through the process. That's a lot different than if you just go and get liposuction. You can weigh 300 pounds, you can get rid of all the fat through surgery, but you're always going to gain the weight back because you haven't changed your eating habits. You haven't changed your habits of just exercising every day, right? And so you'll always go back to where you were before. And this is one thing I even learned about with money. I remember going to seminars about this, and they always talked about that people that are successful with money and they're financially free, one thing they all have in common is they're great money managers. And that if you can't currently manage the amount of money you have right now in your life, then having $1 million or more than that, you're not going to be able to manage that either. You have to first learn how to manage what you currently have, because the habit is more important than the amount. And so if you only have, you know, people say, you know, when I make more money, then I'm going to save more money, then I'm going to invest money and all that kind of stuff. But if you're not already saving and investing what you have now, then you're not going to when you have more money. And so you must first learn how to manage what you have. You have to, you know, if you only have $1, learn how to manage that. Learn how to save 10% of that. Save that 10 cents. Put that aside, you know, and just manage and, you know, use the money that you currently have. Because once you have the habit down, the more money you make, you're going to be able to manage that a lot easier as well. So the whole purpose of this message is just to teach you and explain to you that the process is more important. If you focus on getting the process down, you're going to have all the results that you want. And you're going to be able to create more and more wealth or abundance or relationships or weight or fitness, whatever it is that you want, just by first focusing on learning the process. Understand that there's a lot of ups and downs and learning and challenges and all that kind of stuff with the process, and it takes a lot more time at first, but just put the results aside, learn the process, and I promise you, the results will come. So thank you for watching this video. Check out my blog, projectlifemastery.com, and make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, and definitely be able to find a lot more great videos from me. So thanks for watching. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.